If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to episode 18. What if I started filming in the dark? Just, has anybody noticed? Hold on. In my videos, if you watch my videos, they're really dark. The background's really dark. Yeah, I don't know. I'm getting some lights for this. Nobody cares, Sam. Nobody cares about that. Okay, all right. So let's just say, hey, welcome to episode 18 with Sam Collins, Outspoken. For today's episode, we are going to be going through confessions that were submitted by all of you. There's some good ones and there's some bad ones. Then I want to talk a little bit about influencers and influencer drama. And maybe my own personal experience with influencers. And then I want to end it off with LGBT stories, as always. So let's get right into today's episode. Anyways, hey, what's up? Welcome to episode 18. And I wanted to try something different today, too. So I'm a big fan of fan interaction. No pun intended. I'm a big fan of follower-fan interaction and getting feedback from all of you or just doing fun stuff with you, including you in my videos, is basically. Because, I mean, we can't really go play ping pong or go to the bar together, can we? No, I can just include you in my videos and my podcast. So I thought it would be a great idea. Has anybody ever seen influencers go on Instagram or Twitter or whatever and have people submit anonymous confessions? That was the biggest run-on sentence in the world. But anonymous confessions, I've seen it a few times, and every time I see the confessions, I think they're hilarious. So what I had people do is on my Instagram, you can do ask a question. So I had people submit their confessions. And that confession could be anything. That confession could be I peed in the Oval Office or I stole money from my mom's purse. There could be an endless amount of things. So it's a great idea, isn't it? Is it not? There's something in my eye. There's something in my eye. I don't want to deal with this right now. Do you ever get into bed and then something gets in your eye and then you have to get up and go get it out in the light? I have that problem way too often. I'm not really sure what that is. I feel like that's a problem that people just don't deal with on a regular basis. But it happens, oh man, there's something big in my eye. Did I ever tell you guys about the time I had a fruit fly in my eye? That was the worst thing in the world. Like a whole fruit fly went inside of my eye. Did I talk about that in a podcast? I don't think I had the podcast back then. Yeah, a whole fruit fly was in my eye for a few hours. I thought it came out. Nothing more painful in the world. It seriously felt like there was a piece of glass in my eye. Or my eye was on fire. And then eventually I was trying to get it out. Like I was at home for a couple hours. And what I had to do, it was up top. I'm so sorry that you have to listen to this disgusting story. It just came to my mind. It was up in the eye lid, like way in the back or something. And I couldn't see it because I looked in my whole eye as soon as I got home from my run or whatever I was doing. And I thought the fly came out. I don't know. I put water in my eye. I tried a bunch of different stuff. And it's been hours since it was in my eye. It just hurt. It felt swollen, my eye. So I went into the bathroom because I was like, this shit hurts. It really, really hurts. It doesn't feel normal. There must be like, did it lay eggs in my eyes? So I look in the mirror and I started pushing down up top, right? Because I don't know. I thought there was something in there. It's like a horror movie. I get really grossed out by these type of things. So I'm pushing down and it starts to feel a little good. Like the burning is like coming down. And I was like, the fly is in there. Mm-hmm. The fly is it up in my eye. So then I finally give it like that good final push. And all you see is this fat fly. I don't know. It just skeeves me out, dude. Like a fly coming out of your eye. Right? So it was dead, obviously, the poor thing. Like, that's like a one in a billion chance you die in an eye. Actually, that might be a little bit more common. People who hike and people who jog, right? This is not at all what the podcast is supposed to be about. But anyways, I ended up getting it out of my eye. Best feeling in the world. There is nothing that felt better than that to date. Nothing that felt better than that, okay? Than getting that fly out. Wow. But it was gross because you could see it come from the back, and it just like popped out. It slimed. It slithered out. Yeah. So, very interesting. Don't ever get a fly in your eye. Don't ever get any type of insect in your eye. It really, seriously, is one of the most painful things ever in the world. So, that's my tip for today. Don't get any fruit flies in your eyes. Okay? All right. So, let's return to the basis of the podcast. I had people submit their confessions, and I did say don't lie. So, that means nobody lied. I'm just joking. I'm sure that some people did lie. Actually, someone submitted that they murdered somebody. So that definitely, I really hope that was a lie. You know, but all of these seem pretty legit. And I'm going to read them off and just do some commentary because some of these are really funny. I also got an overwhelmingly, how do I word that? An overwhelming amount of people who have said that they peed themselves or shit themselves or shit in a car or peed, I don't know, in a mop bucket in public. Well, I don't know why you're all going to the bathroom everywhere or touching it. People are talking about, I don't know. There's a lot of weird submissions. A lot of you guys just shit and piss yourselves, which is fine because sometimes it happens. But I guess that's the worst thing they've done. So that's actually really good. If the worst thing you have done is shit on the floor, you are a good person. I love you. All right, so what did people submit to me? Well, let's see. Number one, we've got, I catfished my best friend in eighth grade for over a year because I was in love with her. Oh, that is, now that's pretty fucked up. But I did something similar to this. So I don't really have anything negative to say, right? When I was younger, they had MySpace back in the day in AIM. And for some reason, I knew some kids, like some popular kids' usernames. So what I ended up doing is catfishing. I catfished as a boy. I was young. I don't even remember. How old was I? 12 or something? This might have been younger. Anyways, I catfished as a boy to make friends because nobody wanted to be friends with me. To be friends with just some people in the class. And then we talked for a little bit. And then what I ended up doing was telling them who I actually was, which was a total mistake. Awful mistake. Don't ever do that. Don't catfish the people in your class and then come out about catfishing them because it does not end well. Yeah, and then they never spoke to me or looked at me ever again. And it was really weird. And I feel so bad for myself. I just wanted friends. And they liked me on AIM. But not in person, I guess. Sad days for Sam. Here's one of the piss ones. So about 2 weeks ago, I went to take a piss. And I was so eager to, I didn't notice that the toilet seat was in fact still down. I pissed all over the floor and couldn't stop. I mean, there's been times that I've sat on the toilet seat because I forgot it was down, like the lid. And I thought it, I didn't end up like going to the bathroom on it, you know, but I, I can see, why couldn't you stop? The reason that I picked this one out is because at the end it says I couldn't stop. Golden. Oh yeah, by the way, if you don't follow me on Instagram, my Instagram is @SamCollins. Don't be transphobic. follow a transgender today. I crashed my mom's car into the front of our house, question mark. If that is true, that's really funny. Thank you for submitting that. It actually is really funny. I don't want to say this word. Sucked blank twice in my high school hallways. This is not a surprise to me. I feel like this is a very common occurrence in high school. I mean, we are everyone's transitioning, essentially, right? So technically you're all transitioners. Somebody said, I once had an existential crisis. Is that how you say that word? Existential? I always pronounce everything wrong, dude, and I don't know what it is. I think it's just because it's brain rot. It's brain rot from becoming a YouTuber and not having a quote-unquote real job, right? Am I right? How do you say this?
Existential.
Existential. What did I say? I don't even remember what I said. I don't even remember.
Existential.
Eggs? Why is that pronounced eggs? It's E-X-I-E-X-I-S-T-E-N-T-I-A-L. Whatever. Anyways, this person had an existential nipple crisis. Honestly, I did too. This is why I picked all of these, because I relate to all of them. Ow. Snuck guys in for 3 months before my parents found out. Did half the baseball team. Hey, I mean, if that's what you're into, if that's what you get, if that's what you want to do, now you can say it. Like, now I did half the baseball team. And my parents didn't even know. Who's the real player here? It's not the baseball guys. It's you. Hired a hooker. It was awful, but I paid for her services twice in one night. $400 later. I don't know if there was a part two to that. I couldn't find it. Unless it was just $400 later. But my main question is, if it was awful, why did you pay twice? That's a big knock in your bank account. I mean, unless you're making bank, but $400 in one night. Do you know how much good food you could get with $400 instead of awful hooker service? I mean, $200 is not that bad, right?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Every time I take out a tampon, I smell it before I throw it away. Why? Why? It's going to be... Isn't it the same smell every time? Some of you are too much. Does anybody else do that listening to this podcast right now? Huh? Oh, wait. You can admit it. Tampon smeller. What is that girl who ate the tampon? I once thought that if I prayed, I would stop being trans, but it only made my dysphoria worse. I did the same thing. I don't know why I relate to all of these. I'm so sorry. I used to go to bed and pray every night that I would wake up as a boy, and it never worked. And I also prayed for millions of dollars so my family could be rich. And all that great stuff. And guess what? None of it came true ever. Well, actually, I am a man now. But that's because I did it. I didn't get to wake up as one. I pissed in my mom's ex-husband's cologne and watched him spray it on himself. You guys have like this piss thing. There were probably like 100 pee confessions that I got and shit confessions that I got. You know what? Might as well say all of my followers are shitty, right? Get it? Yeah. That's actually a very good thing that you did. Would it spray? Yeah, it would, because colognes have a little spray thing. And the last one that we have for confessions before I get into the rest of this stuff is that I pretended I had a boyfriend and I would set an alarm and pretend he was calling me in middle school. I love that idea. I'm going to start using that when I have to get out of situations now. If you set an alarm on your phone, you just pretend, oh, somebody's calling me. Hold on. Hey, what's up? How's it going? How's it going? Good. And then you can fake a whole conversation. That's brilliant. All right. Hey, thanks if you submitted a confession. I really had fun with that. I genuinely enjoyed it. If any of you enjoyed that or you have any other ideas of, you know, interactive content we could do for the podcast or even for videos, just let me know in the comments or email me if you want to. I'm always down to hear ideas or new things. So I had really fun with that one. Anyways, I wanted to talk about influencers for a second because there seems to be a lot of bad stuff going on with influencers. So I was just taking, I usually write a bunch of points down and I do have some here, but I just wanted to kind of give my thoughts on it. Specifically James Charles and David Dobrik, and I'm sure you guys are fucking sick of hearing about it if you keep up with it. But, you know, I was never a consumer of James Charles or David Dobrik's content. I know I'm so cool and quirky. I mean, I'm not into makeup, so that only makes sense. Like, why would I watch James Charles? If I liked makeup, I probably would. I never watched David Dobrik. I did not find his content funny. And I know that some people might get offended by that. I don't like yelling and loud sounds and screaming and pranks. So I just never liked his Can you tell that I don't like any of that? But so I never kept up with his content. I seen a couple of his videos because my friends would throw them on or I watch them just to see, you know, what should I do with my content? This was way back when I didn't have that many followers and I thought I was doing something wrong. So I was like, David Dobrik's doing something right. And I was like, I don't have any friends and I'm also not loud and I would be horrible at that. So, you know, I didn't end up vlogging like him anyways. And then basically all of this stuff was trending on Twitter, so it was kind of in my face and I wanted to check it out. You know, I'm very curious. I don't have a life and I want to see why everyone is being so rude to these two. But James Charles was in trouble for, multiple times flirting with minors, talking to minors or whatever, snapping them. And it's been like a multiple instance, right? So he put out an apology video and I just watched it and I was just like, I don't know, dude. Like, it was just, I don't know what's up with influencers, but they just seem to always be fucking up. Where was I going with that? Just influencers, man. I don't know. And then the David Dobrik thing. I don't know if you know, there's a lot here. I wrote it down, but I don't even really want to read it. Some of it needs a trigger warning too. But there was a prank a few years ago that they played on their friend. It says right here, in this video, David Dobrik tricks former Vlog Squad member Seth Francis into kissing Jason Nash. Obviously, I can't read. The 47-year-old comedian attached to the group. Seth was told he would be kissing Corinna, who is a girl, whatever. And then he was blindfolded and then he ended up kissing Jason. So a lot of that was coming out. And then a whole lot of other stuff with this other, like, scumbaggy YouTuber, I guess, named Dirty Dom, right? Just messed up things. Girls underage drinking. SA things. Trigger warning. I'm just not even going to say it because I don't even want to. So I was just here sitting thinking, you know, influencers suck, dude. There's always something sucky that they do. It's really hard for me to think of a person who hasn't done anything bad. Actually, no. There's good influencers. I can't lose all hope, right? No, there's plenty of good influencers, but I don't know. It's just weird to see all this stuff come out and just like, I mean, It's never unexpected from me when people do things like this, because people just do bad things. So it's not like a shocker or anything, but it's just shitty to hear. And it really, and it, especially for people who are fans of these people, kind of feel really bad, because you go to watch these people for like your little escape, and then you find out that they do some fucked up shit. I don't know. It really sucks. It does. It just reminded me of this one story. I guess it's kind of similar with an experience that I had with an influencer. I guess you could call her now. Maybe not before. I'm going to tell you the story, all right? Just to show you how shitty people can be, especially when it comes to YouTube and doing all this YouTube bullshit. All right, so the story I have, I'm going to try to make it vague because it's very detailed. And I'm not going to give names, but this story pisses me off every time because it's my own experience and it's just a shitty... I've had so many shitty encounters with influencers, okay? They really do think that they are Justin Bieber. And I talked about this a little bit in my first podcast, and I've been debating putting this one in one of my podcasts as well, but I think we're far along as well. So just fucking do it, right? So there was this girl that I knew, and she was pretty cool. She is pretty cool. Like, she's nice. She's fun. She's funny. And she wanted to become a YouTuber. So we were kind of acquaintances, I guess. I don't really... We weren't like best friends or anything, but we were just acquaintances, right? So she knew I was a YouTuber. I don't even know how many subs I had at this time. Maybe I had 100K or 200K or something like that. I know I was getting like 20, 30,000 views, which is still like beginner to me. And she started doing YouTube. And she was asking for advice on a lot of things. And I gave it to her, which is fine. And I was telling her, like, you're really good at this. Like, you're going to go far with this. And, like, that's really cool to see, like, a YouTuber in the making from the start to the finish. I was, like, super excited because I'm excited for people. If they become a YouTuber, I want them to do well. Like, I want you to thrive. That shit is awesome. You know, this is your dream. You should definitely go for it. So, whatever. I was giving this girl advice for a long time, maybe, like, a year or something. And just being friendly, whatever. So time passes, we're just being friendly for the year. Like, I'd give her like the fucking gold mine of advice, but I gave her just decent things. If she would ask me a question, I'd answer it. Whatever, just stuff like that, like basic stuff. And she was always cool for the couple of years that I knew her or I saw her. She was just a genuinely nice, very friendly, cool person. So there was this one occasion, you know, it still pisses me off. She started to get a lot of views on YouTube, and I think she surpassed my amount of subs or my amount of views or something like that. And that's when I noticed that she ghosted me. And I was like, oh, it's not surprising that people do that shit. Whatever. Like, I've actually had a couple of influencers who got really, really big, who talked to me before and were friendly with me. And as soon as they got what they needed, I was ghosted. Which is fucked up. Like, people think that being a social media influencer is like god of the gods, and they will use anybody as their stepping stone. Doesn't matter. And then they will throw you in the dust like you don't matter. Okay. And it's really funny because these people will usually be one-hit wonders. I'm just saying. And then everything goes down the drain in a couple of years. That's what happened to a couple of people who tried that to me. So, not to be an asshole or anything, but so there was this event at the mall. I don't know what it was. I think it was Black Friday or it was like Christmas or something. It was something. I think it was Black Friday. And I was with my friend Sheila. Holy shit. My fiance Sheila at the mall with a couple of our friends. And this girl, this YouTuber, she was there too or something. I don't fucking know. Everyone was drinking and going Black Friday shopping. I don't know. We go to the mall. Then we run into that girl and like her friends. So then everyone's like saying hi or whatever. And then we're like standing in a line for some reason. Kind of like, I don't know, like Sheila was here. I was here. My two other friends were over here. So this girl comes and she's like, hey, Sheila, like, how are you doing? And talking to Sheila and stuff. And she didn't even, like, look at me or acknowledge me. And I was like, that's kind of fucking weird. And I thought I was being a little dramatic, but I was like, oh, maybe she just didn't, like, see me. Because I went to go say hi to her. And then she said hi to Sheila. And then she said bye to Sheila. And then she went somewhere else and, like, walked by me. And didn't even, like, look at me or say anything or do anything at all. Like, a normal... Like, she's a friendly person. She'll say hi to you. So I was like, that's fucking weird, dude. Whatever. So I didn't really let it bother me. Probably because I was drinking. And then it was just, like, later on, I don't know, we were at the mall for a long time. I think we were eating in the food court. Then we were in the food court, and I was starting to get really mad. I was like, why would you intentionally ignore a person? That's a really weird thing. And I still, to this day, I don't understand what that means. Like, you are friendly to someone for years. Also, Sheila's not from my hometown. Like, this is my hometown. You're going to put two and two together and be like, Sheila's here. Sheila's here because Sam's here. Oh, where is Sam? I forgot to say hi to Sam. Right? So it was like it's an intentional thing. It's not even like an airhead, I forgot that I'm drunk type of thing. So I was like, that's fucking weird, dude. I don't get it. So then Sheila went over and talked to her, and she was like, hey, why don't you say hi to Sam? He's like kind of bothered by it. So I was just like, I was just wondering what's up. And then I forget what she said. I think she was like, I'm just so drunk. I don't remember what she said, so I'm not gonna say it.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall rock climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
I mean, yeah, that's all there is to the story, but I wanted to share it with all of you because I wanted to get your opinions, because it still bothers me to this day. I just find it very, very weird to be friendly to someone and then just completely stop and then also ignore them in person. Well, I guess once you start gaining views and gaining followers, I mean, I guess it only makes sense that you do think that you are superior to other people. Some people are just like that. So maybe that's the conclusion. That's the conclusion that I came up with. Yeah. Anyways, very, very interesting, isn't it? Interesting. By the way, she is not an LGBTQ creator. I know a lot of the community listens to me, but she is not. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. So actually, speaking of LGBTQ, why don't we get into these stories before I go and leave you all alone once again? All right, this story is an Omegle story, and man, I'm just going to read it for you, okay? Hey, so my story is about a week ago, I was really bored and needed a distraction, so I went on Omegle, like most of us do. Anyways, I went on the LGBT tag, and there was this guy I connected with. He just looked transphobic and gave me this instant vibe. Spoiler alert, I was right. Side note, this is Sam speaking. Omegle is probably the worst website you can go on if you're feeling like shit. You gotta go on there feeling confident. Anytime you go on there, you get called every slur in the book ever. And it is really bad. So be careful when you go on Omegle. People are really, really mean. They are really, really bad. Every single time I go on, I could just sit there like this, and people will just say every slur in the book. It's really weird. Anyways, it started by him asking about my coming out and family life, but then it led to a full transphobic rant, and I kind of just sat there quiet, continuing to let him vent for like 5 minutes. I just thought it was interesting to hear how other people think. To sum it up, what he was saying, he explained how people wanting to transition should just take their assigned gender at birth hormones, thinking that it will recorrect it. How does that work? I questioned his ideology, and he barely had any facts to counteract my questions, and I wasn't surprised. Then I was like, wait, he doesn't know, does he? Plot twist, I'm trans. So I was like, what gender do you think I am? And he was like, oh, you're a man, 100% male. You have a penis and you always have. And I started laughing and I replied with, I wish. And then he was like, what? And I lifted up my shirt to show my top surgery scars. And I was like, I'm actually trans. and he was so dumbfounded. I want to say this whole interaction was probably the biggest compliment I've ever gotten. However, I find it hilarious that he, a cis man, wanted to speak on behalf of transgender topics, yet he couldn't identify one right in front of him. Also, it's funny how he assumed I was gay, and that's what he was asking questions about originally, but I'm actually straight. Anyways, hopefully this gave you a laugh. I hope you're doing well, sending love your way. Hey, thanks, dude. Shit like this is hilarious because, what kind of logic do you, isn't birth control estrogen? Please, I know people are going to correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought birth control is like the female hormone or something. Birth control does something to your hormones. That would be awful. If you injected, this logic is so stupid. How can you speak on a subject like that and be so unintelligent about it? If a man took testosterone, he could go over the actual testosterone levels. I don't know. That's just so funny to me because if a woman injected herself with more estrogen, like a born female, her estrogen levels would skyrocket. It would just be a mess. I'm not even going to get into like the whole details of it. That is just not a good idea at all. At all. So it's very funny when people think they can speak about that. So the last story is short, but it's good. So I live in a city that mostly consists of white, straight, Mormon folk. My neighborhood is all Mormon, except for my family. So in 7th grade, I was deep in the closet. I didn't even know yet, but I also had a bad case of internal homophobia due to my surrounding environment. One day, my friend who is Mormon texts me out of the blue saying, "Bro, I think you're a lesbian, and I can't be friends with you anymore." And I was in shock. I hadn't even thought about that yet. She proceeded to send me quotes from the Bible and just started typing it out at one point. Cut to nearly 10 years later and I'm a raging lesbian. Guess she was right. Dude, that is fucking... How did she know? How could you tell? What? And in 7th grade? I feel like that would just be very, very hard to tell. Unless she herself is a lesbian. Right? No. No, she's probably not. But I don't know. That was really, really funny. So, hey, just wanted to say thank you all for submitting your stories. If you do want to submit a story, you can send one to outspokensam@gmail.com. I read 2 at the end of every podcast. So, with all that being said, these lights are hurting my eyes really bad. So I'm going to get going. And I'll see you next Wednesday with a new episode.